We're back here on News Radio KMAN. It's In Focus once again, and we're talking about the Manhattan Pilot Club here for the next few minutes. Joined, of course, by Manhattan Pilot Club President Julie Clark and Vice President Karen Schroeder. And coming up next week, there's going to be a great opportunity to learn more about the Manhattan Pilot Club. And Julie, I'll let you lead things off. The Share Pilot event at the Manhattan Public Library coming up next week. What exactly is this?
Share Pilot is something we want to bring ladies and men in. It's a ladies organization, but we would like to promote community service.
Yes. We are having a speaker. Coach Bill Snyder has agreed to come in and talk about leadership and community service. And Pilot Club of Manhattan is one of three clubs in Manhattan. And we all do so many good things around the community, and we kind of want to share what our club in particular does, just to give people information and hopefully get some new members who might be interested in finding an outlet for their community service efforts.
Well, next Monday night, 6 o'clock at the Manhattan Public Library Auditorium. You need to RSVP. Where can you go to RSVP to this?
You can contact me at jacmanhattan@hotmail.com. And if they could do that by tomorrow, we are providing some beverage and some food at the Manhattan Public Library. So,
well, and Coach Snyder is going to be speaking at this event. And when you talk about community philanthropy, I guess, in Manhattan, a pilot club is pretty synonymous with a lot of different efforts. And maybe just tell us more about some of the things you do in Manhattan, because you look at the list and it's a long list of things to autism awareness efforts all the way down to other endeavors in community service.
That's right, Andrew. We, for the past several years, have focused on autism as our service focus. Pilot International focuses on brain-related disorders. So our focus has been on autism. We've had a workshop for several years, which we have decided not to do again for several reasons, but we're looking at some other ways to help the people in the autism community. But we also do things like support the emergency shelter and crisis center. We support the Flint Hill Summer Fun Camp, which is for children on the autism spectrum as well. We make cookies every 56 days, I think it is, for the Bloodmobile, and provide those. We sponsor a girls softball team. We also do some scholarships. This past year had two scholarship recipients that we sponsored through Pilot International. So there's a lot of things that we do, and we're always looking for more ideas and more people to help us do these things.
Well, I see to join Pilot Club, there's a due process associated with Pilot Club. What exactly do your dues from Pilot Club cover?
Dues cover everything from, well, it is an international organization, so some of the dues go to that. They go to the insurance for that. We also have a Kansas-Missouri district, so some of the dues go to that. And then a small portion of it stays with our local club just for administrative, to get a newsletter out, to do mailings, just to run the club. So
it's part of the dues that are sent to international headquarters. The scholarships that Karen was just talking about,
part of that goes for the goals.
Yeah,
goals for grants and scholarships.
Yeah.
Correct.
So do you have any idea how many people will be attending the SharePile event on Monday?
Yes, we have I think there's around 40 to 50 people that will be attending as of this moment. So, yeah, we're still accepting RSVPs. So.
New prospective members or people who are already members? Or
there's probably our pilot club, there's the members,
probably
I think, are bringing
20
guests so far. Each of us are trying to bring guests, to introduce Pilot Club.
Well, and what a better way, really, to have someone of that caliber talking about community leadership.
Absolutely, because Coach Snyder, is all about community service and mentoring, and I'm really anxious to have him, speak to our club about how important community service is.
Well, and when you talk about, bringing in prospective members to participate in this community service, do you have any more events planned for the rest of the spring or the summer?
Well, we have fundraising going on pretty soon.
Yes, we have started our major annual fundraiser is geranium sales, and that has started. So we are big into that, and our pickup day is May 5th and 6th, I believe, out at Seco Park. So even if people don't order ahead of time, they can come out there and purchase some. We're working on some things, hopefully a sensory-friendly movie for children on the spectrum or other disabilities. It would be a lights up, low noise, being able to move around while they're watching a movie, a family type of event, because some of those kiddos have a hard time with some of those things. So that we're in the works of trying to get that to happen.
And the geranium sales, I mean, this is something I know I've heard about before. How can you go about picking up geraniums or ordering your flowers?
Well, probably the easiest way, I just got all the information up on our website yesterday. So pilotclubofmanhattan.org, all of the information about geranium sales is on there, plus a lot of other information about our club. But they can find out the information and who to contact there might be the easiest way.
Any idea how many flowers you're going to be giving? You're going to be selling?
Our goal is to make $3,000. I don't know exactly how many that is, but we,
gosh, it's
hundreds,
at least.
Well, and it's usually pretty. I mean, you would say it's usually a pretty popular event, or you wouldn't keep doing it. How long has the geranium sales been going on?
30 years.
I'm not sure.
Probably 30 years or more. Just like we've been doing, you know, the bloodmobile cookies. That's been 30 years. I would say the geraniums are
probably
longer than that.
Probably.
Yeah,
well, it's 9:52 here at KMAN's In Focus, and phone lines are open, 785-537-1350, talking about the Share Pilot event next Monday night, of course, at the Manhattan Public Library Auditorium. And when you talk about raising autism awareness in Manhattan, you talk about a sensory-friendly movie being shown. Where do you think would be a good location for that? That would be very accommodating for a bunch of children with autism.
Well, one of our pilots is working on that, and she has been in contact with the Seth Child Cinema to see if they would be willing to let us have a time once a quarter or maybe even once a month if it's popular to do something like that. Like I said, it's in the works, so we're still trying to work out the details on that.
Well, and maybe looking ahead, do you have anything planned for the rest of the year? I mean, do you lay out your calendar at the beginning of every year for Pilot Club?
We do. We have continuing projects going on throughout the year. As I said, our fundraising goes towards the sponsoring of the softball teams. We deliver home-delivered meals. We have a specific route that we do each week or once a month.
Yeah, I think it's once a month.
Yeah, so we have continuing projects going on throughout the...
And our club year runs July to end of June. So we are actually April and May coming up. We'll be doing our planning for next year. So we're actually kind of wrapping up our pilot year right now.
So year to year, I mean, what's it like reflecting on the end of the year? Do you usually build on the success of a previous year, or do you by now have a formula that you just stick to every year and follow that pretty closely?
Well, a new year is exciting because you have a new president coming in with their new ideas and their mission for that year. And my focus this year was, you know, different than the president before, and tried to add different things that maybe we used to do that we, you know, hadn't done for a couple of years, like being the Veterans Day Parade. So we did that. And then the Share Pilot event, we haven't done one for a couple of years. So I wanted to promote membership. And I feel nationwide, community service is in a decline. And we really need to promote community service, because right now it's just so important for everyone to get involved in community service and help each other, because we are here to serve each other. And I just think it's so important. And our, you know, our focus is healthy brain and brain, helping people with brain disorders and helping the families that deal with the member of the family. And so I just feel like that community service is so important if you have a focus that you want, you know, to help.
Well, and Karen, is your time as vice president this year, have you had a similar focus as Julie?
Actually, there's one in between Julie and I. Our stations go vice president, president-elect. So I will move into the president-elect position next year. But I am one of two who have been president before. So this will be my second round here in a couple years to do that. I haven't given it a whole lot of thought yet. I want to see what Mary Bowen, who will be our president this next coming year, wants to do. So we'll be working on some things for her.
Well, we're going to get ready to wrap things up this morning. But once again, just the Share Pilot event. And Julie, what details do people need to know?
If they could just RSVP jcmanhattan@hotmail.com if they want to come or not. It's at the Manhattan Public Library in the auditorium. It's from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock Monday, this coming Monday, March 27th. And so we have Coach Snyder who is speaking. He's going to talk about the importance of community service, so I'm really excited about that. And then we will have different tables that shows our different focuses of our club.
Well, and Karen, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
I can't think of anything else. Buy geraniums.
Well, thank you so much. It's 9:58 here at KMAN's In Focus, speaking with President Julie Clark and Vice President Karen Schroeder from Manhattan Pilot Club. We'll see you again tomorrow.
Andrew, thank you much. Good job this morning. Coming up on KMAN's In Focus tomorrow, a couple of health-related topics. Dr. Travis Derenfeldt on National Colon Cancer Awareness Month. Also, Pawnee Mental Health Executive Director Robin Cole to join us on the program tomorrow here at News Radio KMAN. CBS News is a minute away at News Radio KMAN. Then the Clark Howard Show, Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick, and the game, all on the way at KMAN. Good morning.
This is Nnamdi Asamoah. I play football for the Philadelphia Eagles, but what I do off the field with United Way might be more important. I'm a volunteer tutor and mentor. Why? Because over a million kids a year drop out of school, and that's not okay. It takes 12 years to create a graduate, but it takes about the same time to create a dropout. And the difference between a child becoming one or the other could be me, or it could be you. Studies show that if we get to these kids earlier, their chances are better, and kids who read well by third grade are more likely to graduate. So join me in United Way. Suit up and take the pledge. Become a volunteer reader, tutor, or mentor, because when a child succeeds, we all succeed. Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Take the pledge at unitedway.org. Brought to you by United Way, the Ad Council, and the National Football League.
When it comes to shopping, there's no place like home. That's why your local Carpet One of Manhattan encourages you to keep your business in the community. KMAN, Manhattan.
Yes, News. I'm Steve Kathan. Democrats on a Senate committee are quizzing Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch for a second day at his confirmation hearing. Let's go live to Capitol Hill and CBS's Steve Dorsey.
Steve, Democrat Dianne Feinstein pressed Gorsuch on his opinions falling short.
What worries me is you have been very much able to avoid any specificity like no one I have ever seen before.
Gorsuch only offered this familiar assurance to the Judiciary Committee.
All I can promise you is that I will exercise the care and consideration due precedent that a good judge is supposed to.
Republicans say revealing his opinions on key issues would compromise his judicial integrity. Steve.
There's breaking news from overseas. Britain's Parliament building in London is under lockdown. Reports indicate there was apparent gunfire outside. Word of about a dozen injuries. On Twitter this morning, President Trump said, "Big day for health care, working hard." The White House is trying to sway conservatives who are against the GOP health bill with a vote set for tomorrow. White House correspondent Major Garrett says rejection could set off a domino effect, stalling other initiatives.
Tax reform, infrastructure spending, laying the foundation for building the wall on the southern border, and many other initiatives, to one degree or another, depend on the success of this health care bill at least getting out of the House and getting to the Senate. So the stakes are very, very high for this White House.
On CBS this morning, South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham says it's time for the White House to show proof of the allegation that President Obama wiretapped Mr. Trump's phones during the campaign.
I think President Trump is going to put his credibility at risk if he continues this narrative without proof.
The White House stands by the claim, even though the FBI director said this week there's no evidence to support it. The co-founder of a former compounding pharmacy in Massachusetts has been found guilty of racketeering and fraud. But Barry Cadden was cleared of murder in connection with the pharmacy's role in a deadly meningitis outbreak 5 years ago. 64 people died. Pentagon correspondent David Martin tells us the U.S. military has taken up a new role in the ISIS fight in Syria, getting opposition fighters to a strategic location near the ISIS capital.
This would be a first in which American helicopters were ferrying Syrian fighters on the battlefield. Do not know if American advisors were on the ground with the Syrian fighters.
A just-released study finds people who lose a spouse to suicide are at heightened risk for their own mental disorders and suicidal behavior. Johns Hopkins researcher Annette Erlangson spoke via Skype.
By this study, we really hope to put more attention to this so that these people, they can get a better support.
The Dow is down 48. This is CBS News.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at bigagenda411.com. That's bigagenda411.com.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their
News Radio KMAN with a mostly cloudy forecast. Today, top temperature 56 degrees. Cloudy 50 tonight with drizzle overnight, possibly showers tomorrow morning, and a high of 77 degrees on Thursday. 70 will be Friday's high with a 70% chance of rain, possibly thunderstorms. I'm Dave Lewis, News Radio KMAN. The Clark Howard Show is coming your way next.